On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Nicola Everett.
Some breaking news this lunchtime, and a woman who spent nearly a decade behind bars for killing her husband in a hammer attack has been told she won't face a retrial for murder. 65-year-old Sally Challen claims she suffered years of controlling and humiliating abuse. She admits manslaughter but denies murdering 61-year-old Richard Challen in August 2010, which a judge at the Old Bailey has accepted.
KMFM News.
Five teenagers are being questioned by police about an attack on a 16-year-old exchange student in Canterbury. The boy was flown to hospital with serious injuries after it happened on Whitefriars Street at about 6 last night. Three boys and a girl aged between 15 and 17 have been arrested. KMFM has been told thousands of children in Kent are finding it difficult to focus in class because they're going to school on an empty stomach. A study by Childwise found 1 in 10 7 to 15 year olds here in the southeast don't eat any breakfast, causing them to miss out on the equivalent of 6 hours of lesson time a week. Natalie Mason teaches reception class at Wayfield Primary School in Chatham and helps to run their breakfast club.
On average, we have 40 to 45 children coming, but on really busy days, we've had 60 children coming into our breakfast club. You don't have to come every day. It is as and when it is needed.
And these children have been telling us what else they think of the breakfast club.
It's good. Because we can have a go at one. We can play on our iPad.
And I get to draw on my iPad.
I pretty like it. I like literally. Pretty amazing. I don't like the school that much.
It gets to composure.
You can also watch a report on that story tonight on KMTV from 5:30. A search is underway for a teenage boy after a schoolgirl was raped in Medway. She was grabbed as she sat on a bench in Gillingham Park last month. At kentonline.co.uk, you can see a computer-generated image of the suspect. Four men have been arrested after an attack in Maidstone town centre left another man with head injuries. The victim was taken to hospital after police were called to the high street just after 3 this morning. Part of the road near Remembrance Square was cordoned off earlier while forensic evidence was gathered.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
The Financial Conduct Authority has announced plans to ban fixed fees for overdrafts. Banks and building societies will have to price overdrafts by a simple annual interest rate instead. It means a typical cost of borrowing £100 through an unarranged overdraft will drop from £5 a day to less than 20p a day. Emma Craig from the financial comparison website Money Supermarket says it'll help protect the most vulnerable people.
50% of the amount that came from unarranged overdrafts actually came from 1.5% of the population. So in that respect, you're saying that quite a few people are continuously going into their unplanned overdraft and therefore they're paying a lot of money that they shouldn't necessarily have to pay.
Nigel Farage insists his Brexit party should be involved in future talks about the UK's departure from the EU. He's handed a letter into Downing Street demanding the next Tory leader involves him in negotiations. But it's Theresa May's last day as Conservative leader. She'll stay on as Prime Minister, though, until a new leader is elected next month. And a former Kent footballer who's been supporting the Kick It Out campaign is calling for players to stand up to racism. Ex-Gravesend and Northfleet defender Francis Duku spent around 4 years running workshops at clubs to try and tackle the issue. Speaking on the KM Football podcast this week, he reckons teams should be deducted points if their fans are guilty of abuse.
Soon enough, people will be able to identify, well, you and you, you're the ones doing it. You've just cost us, you know, 9 points or whatever. You stopped us getting promoted or cost us to get relegated. We will then, you know, make sure you don't come. Not saying they're going to, you should go and fight them, whatever, but just identify them and make sure they can't come around.
You can listen to the full episode at Kent Online.
KMFM Sport.
With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Tennis and Johanna Konta's run at the French Open has come to an end in the semi-finals. She's been beaten in straight sets 5-7, 6-7. Konta was attempting to become the first British woman to reach the final of the event since 1976. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.